Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. So, for those of you who are new, we'll just talk briefly about the Lightship. This is the Creation Lightship is from Creation Energy itself. It's where the divine energies after it split off into 12 energies and their twin flame energies needed a way to create the universe. So, this is where the Lightship is. It's the highest form of consciousness that there is, and every spiritual blueprint ever created in the light is there. And the light did not create the darkness that we talk about here, down on the earth plane. It was just another form of intelligence, we'll use that terminology. And these energies, beings, we'll call them too, do not have souls. So the light ship is now here to regain its territory, in a sense. This is why it comes every 2,000 years throughout the universe and does a universal shift. And for us down here, that's been prophesized for quite a while. The Mayan calendar is one of those, and they claim that in the year 2012, something's going to happen. So this is a 2,000-year cycle shift. I'm not saying that it's 2012. Could be before that. A lot of the psychics predict around 2008. But regardless, the shift will happen, and the whole universe will be dematerialized instantly, and what is not of the light will be forced to leave, and then what is of the light will then choose where the spirit, since everything has a spirit, soul, inside of these beings, choose to go to for the next incarnation. So if you're lucky and you're able to do the ascension process, then all life forms across the universe that know about the ascension process are able to take their last life form, which is what we are right now, this human body that we have, into a higher consciousness. So it's like a graduation for all physical life forms. And it's up to you to do the work to get fully into your body to do this ascension work and process yourself. So there's really no free ride here. It's up to you to get into your body. And the ones that don't get into the body, then that life form will just not exist as it's, going through the dematerialization process. And then because it cannot hold spirit energy, which is your spirit being in your body, it just won't re-exist over again. And your blueprint of your physical body then will be stored on the light ship, which is what everything else is on, light ship of creation. And then at that point, your spirit will choose to go to another life form in another consciousness. So that's kind of how it's going to work. It's kind of very simplistic, but there's a lot of details involved in it. But the main thing for you is to get into your bodies. And if you're not in your body, then I also say, who is? So most people are only 20% in their bodies, which means that the other part of them, other entities, things holding the space where you should be, are in there manipulating and controlling your physical body to do strange things. So anyway, the light ship is here for the ascension process to help everyone who chooses to consciously to want to ascend. And the first choice is to be in your body. That's what you have to do for the ascension process. So we're now going to ask Sylvia, the co-host, to come on here. And she's a very talented lady. She's done work with holistic health and its field and food. And she's very good at nutrition. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
I sure am. Hello, how are you? It's great to be here. And it's very good to be with our audience again listening to us today. We're very happy to bring you this show. And this particular radio program is dedicated to healing. And healing is done in every broadcast of the show with Ron and the light being doctors from the Creation Lightship. So stay tuned for live healings today for anyone who would like to be included in them. And it's very easy. You don't have to phone in to receive a healing. All you need to do is listen to this broadcast and be open to receiving the energetic healing that will be being done. But if you would like to phone in with a question, I think we have time for one or two questions before during the first half of the show. Once we hit the halfway mark and we start getting into the physical healing sessions, then we ask that you hold your calls. So you do have a question or a concern about your healing, please go ahead and give us a call in the next 15 minutes or so if you'd like to ask something of Ron. And today we are also going to be talking about some very interesting topics that will affect our health, I think, on a day-to-day basis, and not only our spiritual health, but our physical health as well. We all have situations that arise, especially when we're under stress at the office with deadlines and frustrations of bosses or coworkers, and situations at home with relationships, or just driving on the road and dealing with road rage and people's anger and frustration. You know, we've all had the experience of driving along and maybe getting cut off or accidentally cutting someone else off and having them give us the oneness sign, if you know what I mean. And dealing with all of these frustrations in life can really start to get to us, especially if we're caught up ourselves in being judgmental and not being non-forgiving of ourselves and others. And Ron, maybe you'd like to talk to us a little bit about how these emotions and judgments actually create densities in our bodies and how they affect us spiritually as well, and how these kinds of emotions can actually create psychic attacks that we all deal with, even though we may not consciously realize that that's going on, and what we can do to heal that.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, every day, you know, since you have a consciousness, you are projecting thoughts. And so, like Sylvia was saying, you know, if you get mad at someone or just think a bad thought towards someone, it can actually cause them damage. I dealt with a lady years and years ago who was under psychic attack. Some of her healer friends and the group that she hung out with was jealous of her. And what she was doing, she was very, very, very psychic. She was really accurate on her predictions and, you know, could tell you what you're going through. And so for about 15 years, she was under attack, and she finally died of colon cancer. That was the result of that. And it was pretty sad. I did some energy work with her the last week before she died, and she felt wonderful. I took away all the pain that she had, and she's able to do her own processes and processing to, you know, leave the earth plane. And I checked with her after her death, when I found out that she actually died, not knowing that. I called a friend of mine who said that she died about a month earlier, I think it was. So I called her spirit, and boy, she was just completely angry. And what she said, she says, I don't want to go to the other side. I want to keep my emotional body and my spirit to tell everyone that your thoughts that you project to other people, which is what happened to her, will physically kill you. And what happened was she eventually, within maybe a month, I checked on her again, and she was perfectly fine. She released that judgment out of herself, but she did not want to go to the light, because she wanted to stay here to tell people and to have that energy communicating with everyone about how damaging thoughts could be and what it causes people. So what we're going to do is just give you an experience here. So naturally, I'm sure that everyone has had somebody maybe get upset with them in the last week. So what I want to do is maybe do a clearing here for maybe a couple weeks in your life here. So naturally, when you get upset with someone, you're also putting out negative energy to somebody, and that will affect them on some energetic level. And if it's enough energy, it's going to make their body have problems, because it will imprint the emotional body and other bodies that we have, and that'll cut down your life force, and eventually you may have a physical problem there. So we're going to do the first part of the healing for what you have projected out to other people. And then the second part will be what people have done to you. So here we go. We're going to use the light ship technology here. These light beings are going to help us with this here for all who are listening. And this healing will work on the archives. And then we'll do some water charging. So if you wish, you can get a glass of water. And then also scroll down on your screen, you know, click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and then scroll down slightly. And you'll see a beautiful light beam there. We're going to activate her after the ceiling here and have some water charging. So we're going to just kind of sit back and relax, if you would. Unless you're getting your water right now ready. Just get a glass of water. And what we're going to do now is just tune into everybody. And this will be energy that you put out to other people. And it could be completely unconscious to you also. You don't have to be upset to have a negative thought and then project that out. So here we go. We're going to take these energies that you put out and dissolve them, which will free the other people up from this experience that you gave them. So here we go. We're going to count to 20. We're going 2 weeks in your life right now. So from this moment in time, back 2 weeks. So here we go. We're clearing. So I'll just count up here. So one cleared, two cleared, three cleared, four cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared, 13 cleared, 14 cleared, 15 cleared, 16 cleared, 17 cleared, 18 cleared, 19 cleared, 20 cleared. So we'll just say we just went to 20 days. That'll be a lot easier for everybody. So we went in the past to 20 days, and all the energy that you projected out that was negative towards someone, something, is now released and cleansed. So you don't own it any longer. And now we're going to work with you, and we'll go for the next the last 20 days of your life. And this will be energies that people have perpetrated to you. And these are negative thought forms being released from you. So if you're very sensitive, you may actually feel energies leave your body. And it might surprise you how much energy your body collects like a sponge. So here we go. One, cleared. Two, cleared. Three, cleared. Four cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared, 13 cleared, 14 cleared, 15 cleared, 16 cleared, 17 cleared, 18 cleared, 19 cleared, and 20 cleared. There we go. I'm going to be incorporating this healing in my list of healings here, so it'll be nice to have that done for everyone. Get rid of these negative thought forms that are being projected to you. And once they come into you, you know, they do start to grow, so you want to get rid of them. Any questions there, Sylvia?
Well, that was really remarkable. I definitely could feel the energy moving around as those things were lifted off, and it does feel very different. So thank you for that. That's fabulous. I guess my question would be next, in just continuing on with that, you know, subject of judgmental thoughts and these types of thoughts that we get into, what kinds of healings can help us to transform our thoughts into more loving and, positive thoughts towards others and ourselves?
I think the main thing really is just to be in the moment. Because when you're in the moment, then your thoughts are in the moment. And you're in your body fully. When you're upset, then you're typically not in the moment. And being not in the moment means that you're going to be pressing all the buttons that you have stored inside of you, all these judgments, and then you're running in the past. And the past is what you're dealing with at that time, and that's where the different negative habit patterns come into play. So when you're not in the moment, then you're in the past.
And is it the emotional clearings that you do that are the things that are the most helpful for getting rid of past stuff so that we can stay in the moment?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. I'd say almost everybody who has done the emotional clearing of their whole life, they're in the moment, because you're not recycling, you know, the emotional traumas that you have had in your life. And even if you don't think you have traumas, remember, If you feel a little different right now after just having 20 days cleared from you, this year is very similar because you are taking in more energies, and these energies are what you collect into the emotional body, and that causes the imprinting. So the best thing that I can do for anyone is to do their emotional year's clearing, and I charge $5 for each year of your life, and that's like the silver bullet. So many people who have done this, they just feel wonderful afterwards. They're not recycling their parents' issues. They can go into like, in fact, I did quite a few last Christmas for people, and they just loved going to their families because they were not attached to all the bickering that, you know, most families have, you know, because you have like a pecking order, you know, and if you have an older brother or sister, they may know more than you, or they think they do because they're older than you, and you're involved in that pecking order, and then you may come there feeling very happy, and then all of a sudden they dump their garbage on you, and then all of a sudden the experience of meeting your relatives or your family doesn't leave you with a bitter taste in your mouth, sort of. So anyway, this healing works wonders. I'm going to do a sample for everyone, and it's a permanent healing. It only has to be done one time, and the samples that I do here are probably about 90% completed, because when I do someone with their whole lifetime, it clears it away completely. So they have to go back and forth on years, and there's more clearing than what I'm doing right now. This is done by the light beams from the ship. This technology is only on the ship. I've had people attempt to duplicate it or try to duplicate it. That doesn't work at all. Even any kind of Earth-based technology and the Federation technology of the light ships that are there, these, they call them starships or light ships, in a sense. There are groups in the Federation who are in the light, trying to hold that frequency, which is very difficult with all the negative influences that the Federation has. But the ones that are in the light have done wonderful healings down here, but they still can't duplicate the healing from the Creation light ship, because the light ship has all of your blueprints on it. So it stores everything, and these light beings know exactly who and what you are and can clear you. That's done instantly. So all the healings that I do with everyone, these are permanent, instantaneous healings. Sometimes you may have to go up more than one time to the light ship during my sessions, but, you know, they are much easier than other technologies of healing. So here we go. Just sit back and relax here. And I'm going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. Then I'm going to go probably about three more years past that here. So you're going to have a good, solid two-plus years of healing. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do one more year for everyone. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So what you should normally feel if you're a feeler, and women are about 50-50, and men are 1 in 100. This is what I find when I work with people. So if you're a woman and you can feel energies right now, it's wonderful. You should feel more relaxed in your body. And if you look at something that you've been dealing with in the last couple of years, or some kind of trauma, anger, fear, whatever it could be, you know, divorce, you know, a car accident, lawsuit, you know, there's all different things that we go through, losing your wallet someplace, betrayal. You know, it goes from A to Z. Anything that bothered you, that when you look at it previous to this healing, it'd make you upset on the inside, make your stomach kind of turn, or want you to scream, or just get really angry. Just look at it right now, that scenario, and you're going to find that it's very, very distant to you. And you're going to be able to look at it and breathe without being in fear. So just check that out right now. And the healings that I do, I don't charge over $300. That's the maximum that I charge for this healing. So if you are older listening to the line, and we'll say you're, say, 75, then I give you 15 years free, so all you pay is up to the age of 60. And I have worked with people so far from 93 on down, so it's quite interesting to see people having this clearing and to work with them and to have them say, gee, you know, I look at my life and all that I thought I used to be or have or who I thought I was my emotions, you know. And so that's what's really running your life is the emotions. And if you're a woman, you definitely know that. What I'm going to do now is do another healing here. Then we'll do some water charging. I'm going to do your sensory body. And then I'll do an emotional release from you here. So we're going to do a sensory body. The sensory body is how you sense energies. And some people get overloaded completely. You know, they're already, you know, with the last straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe they have just a half a straw to go, and then all of a sudden they explode easily at a situation or something. Or they go into a room and they're just freaked out because the energy is too strong for them. And they become a homebody or something. Or they're just really irritated with life in general. So this clearing will help you with that. So here we go. Same process. So here we go. Six chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And that was from now to your last birthday. One more year previous. Six cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Six cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Six cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So again, you should feel a little different. You might just walk around and stretch and bend over. A lot of people have their bones pop back into place. They hear some popping of your ankles or knees or even your neck. I did one lady, and I did her first 10 years during the whole life clearing, and she said that her rib popped back into place. That was out since the age of 12. So it was probably out for her for probably 30, 40 years. So how are you feeling, Sylvia?
I'm feeling so wonderful, and we might just mention to listeners that the sensory clearing that you just gave us a sample of is a very special one that's done by the female energy light beings of the Creation Lightship. And if you kind of just close your eyes and take a breath and just concentrate on how you feel right now, you'll probably feel a lot of love energy in your heart from these beautiful light being healers that have just worked with you. So it's really a treat, and it's always a beautiful feeling. So that's what I'm feeling right now, and I hope you all are as well.
Okay, we're going to do one other healing. If you want to do this, you can. What we're going to do is release your emotional body from you just momentarily here. I just did this with the workshop, and all the women couldn't believe how great they felt. So here we go. And just, again, sit back and relax. And this will be instantaneous for you. So we're going to take your emotional body and release it. And we're just taking it out right now, slowly. And slowly. How's it feeling for you, Sylvia?
It's good. I thought I heard a beep, though. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do. I just didn't want to interrupt there in the middle of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. We can stop this real quick here.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. Who's this?
Nice to meet you. I just wanted to call real quick and thank Ron for these healings that he does do. I have definitely noticed a difference, and I usually tune in just about every program with you guys, so...
Oh, great. What state are you in, out of curiosity?
Michigan.
Michigan, okay.
My first name is Don.
Don, okay. Well, thank you, Don, for calling.
You bet.
Do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
I guess one, I'm kind of curious on the name of the light beam that charges the water.
Well, that was quite interesting.
Are you allowed to give
it? Yeah, what happened... Janina normally is the one that takes us up. That's who I work with, but it took her 2 weeks. We asked if she wanted to be on it. She'll go, yes, but maybe not.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the light beings will want to use the same photograph, okay, because they want to come in. And in fact, we're going to do a special healing tonight and show you the difference in two different light beams on the same photograph.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad you called. You must be very intuitive.
Yes, I kind of, well, I'm working on it, we'll say that. It's progressing for me, I will say that.
It's wonderful, because, we'll do that after you do the emotional body.
Okay, neat.
Great, so you're going to have quite a different experience here as they bring out different energies.
Huh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's,
okay, so,
the picture
well,
really
well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Have a good
John, thank you so much. It's really good to hear from you. Call us back again sometime, okay?
I'll do that when I'm not so busy. Okay, thanks.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to just start taking out the emotional body right now. So you can just kind of sit back and relax. So I'll just count. I'll count to 10, and at 10, the body will be released from you. It'll be on the outside of you. And the emotional body doesn't really want to be not with you. But we can probably hold it off for maybe at the most 10 minutes here. But normally they pop right back in again after about 2 minutes or so. But we'll see what happens here. So I'm going to count to 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There it goes. Good. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so for you women, you now know how it feels to be a man. Because your whole body should have probably relaxed. This is what happens with everyone. Their body just starts to settle down and relax. They feel calm. And they go, man, why do I have this emotional body? So anyway, you can experience this here. You may be able to breathe easier. You're going to find that most of your troubles that you thought you had are no longer with you. Because the emotional body isn't stirring up everything. But this is just a way to have a little release in your life and reprieve. To get centered. And what we're going to do now is have the light beam charge the water up that's on your monitor. And then we're going to do another special session with this light beam picture.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Ron. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
It's Karen from Toronto.
Hi, Karen.
I'm really enjoying your shows. And I had... I did connect to your last one. You said that you did animals, and I didn't realize that. I have a question. I wonder if you would know if a clearing would help a cat to release his fear of dogs. He was chased by a couple of dogs, and he's actually intimidated by my 14-week-old puppy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can do a separate session with your cat. That's no problem. It's the same price. It'd be $5 for each year of his life.
So do you think that would help to release his fear of dogs?
Well, I've had a lot of interesting healings with animals, so I would say, I can't say 100%, but I'd say it'd be well worth a try. I've had a cat that was, afraid of their owners, the male owner. So, yeah, if it's trauma that's stored in the animal, then more than likely that would help it, yes.
Okay, well, that's great. I will have to contact you then off the air.
Okay.
And what number would that be, would I call?
Use the toll-free number and just leave your phone number there. It'll be listed there on the home page that I have under Creation Light. It'll be 877. You can just check that one out there. It's ET Heals. If you want to get the actual letters and type those in that way.
Okay. I was hoping you could tell me so that our listeners as well could get your number.
Yeah, it'd be 1-877 ET Heals.
1-877 ET Heals. Great. Thank you very much, Ron.
I don't have the numbers memorized. That's why I use the other one. It's much easier to remember for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll be enjoying your show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, just it's your monitor turned on now. and just scroll down and see Creation Lightship Healing, and scroll down a little bit on the page and see a beautiful light being there. And she's female. And we're going to do some charging now. So she's going to energize the photo. And this will be Janina coming in. She comes in off and on. Normally it's another light beam that likes to show up here. They have all the same consciousness, so normally they will not change too much. They may change frequencies on their level as far as them being recognized, but down here for us, we don't see all those vibrations that make them different. So here she's coming in, so you may start to see the light beam change on the screen here. Normally her rays will start to change, the rays that she's emitting from her forehead there, and the eyes normally for myself get very intense. Her neck might get a little more pronounced. You may see her face kind of lift off the monitor screen slightly. And if you're a first timer, yeah, this really happened, so I've had emails from people saying that they hardly believe it, but they watch it, and especially young children can really see the changes. You might want to blink your eyes a few times to see the difference too. She's almost done now. How's she looking for you, Sylvia?
Oh, she's beautiful, and her eyes are definitely coming alive for me, just, you know, as though she were here in the room, which I guess she is.
Yeah,
and I feel the presence is just beautiful, just absolutely wonderful.
So she'll actually bless your living room as she comes in. And here we go. So she's another probably 10 seconds she'll be in fully.
Do you want to tell people a little bit about the water and what she's going to do for that?
Yes, so just get your glass of water and put it in front of you and put one hand on each side of it. So you're going to want to have the water charged, and she'll be writing energy from the photo into you and then from you into the water. And that's starting right now. And you may just start to sense your hands pulsate and vibrate. This takes about a half a minute or so to do. And the water normally always tastes better. For myself, it's much silkier and smoother. But when you drink your first glass of water, you can go, wow, what happened to this water? And she's doing some more energizing, so you may feel your hands being kind of electric, your fingers. And about 10 more seconds to go here. Okay. And she wants another 10 seconds on it. So just hang on to it for a little bit longer here. Okay, that feels about right, she says. Okay. So just take the water now and take a sip of it. And I'll do the same thing here to see how my water tastes. It's very wet for me. Very, very, very wet. In your mouth, and your body automatically wants to swallow it as fast as it can, so that's how I'm sensing it here. How's it for you, Sylvia?
Today mine got a little syrupy, like thicker, and a little sweeter, and it's delicious. It's really, really good. And it does go down great.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so next we're going to have this beautiful light beam leave this photograph. Let's kind of watch it as she steps away here. There, she's coming out of it. So she wants me to count to 10 for you so you have a reference point. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And how does your photo look, Sylvia?
It looks just a little different to me.
And a lost part of the presence, the glow?
Yeah, just a little less glowing and a little less of the feeling. To me, I get so much more of it as a feeling.
Okay. And What do you think we should bring in, Sylvia? What type of energy into the room? Do you have any ideas? What would you like yourself?
We were talking about earlier, in conjunction with this whole, you know, the non-judgmental and the forgiveness, about bringing in the energy of forgiveness.
Okay.
I thought that would be really nice to experience.
Okay. So I have another light being come in now, who's going to transmit forgiveness into your living room here. So they're ready to do this right now. So here we go. So they're starting to activate the photo. And they'll see what they can do now with your monitor here. And how do you see yours changing, Sylvia?
Well, the face just got a lot more three-dimensional. And it definitely feels or looks a little different than the previous one. It's a little sharper. I don't know if it's a male energy instead of a female. It just feels a little different.
Okay. Let me just, it is more of a male energy, okay?
Yeah.
It's,
And there's a lot of light now coming. The colors are just changing now, and there's a lot of white light kind of streaming off the face now.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
It feels like a male energy with a lot of compassion.
Yes.
So they're going to transmit the energy of forgiveness into your living room or bedroom, wherever you are right now.
It's actually raising the temperature of the room for me a bit.
Okay. And we're going to open up your heart centers. So I'll just do a chakra opening now. We'll do all the six chakras here so you can have a little better experience and have a little more healing work done. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. First chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. There we go. And just allow this beautiful energy to come into you. And then I'm going to bring in a third light being. And they'll leave the energy the way it is here, apparently. They're going to just bring in another frequency. And
I was wondering if we could bring in the frequency or the energy also of gratitude.
That's good, yeah. So bring in the energy of gratitude right now. So we'll have two frequencies at once coming. And right now, another light being has taken the place of the other one. There we go. And your photo should be shifting a little bit, changing. Okay, how's that looking, Sylvia?
Again, there's subtle differences that I see on the face. You know, the structure of the face is a little softer now.
Okay.
And there's just a tremendous amount in the eyes coming across. And again, now light is starting to come off.
Okay. That's good.
Beautiful.
Well, if you all want to get another glass of water, we'll do another water charging. And we'll have this energy of forgiveness, appreciation, gratefulness be put into the second glass of water for you. So we'll just talk here, and imagine it might take about a minute or so for you people to get another container of water. Remember, all these healings are live, so we're just playing it by ear here. So everything's in the moment.
More about the the being that's coming through?
Yeah, this being is one of the lightship doctors, and they work in the centrifuge room. And this room is where they help us to release negative habit patterns and addictions. And this being that works there, that's their job. So when we mentioned about forgiveness, this is what they tuned into, and one of them came down to be on this program.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's actually such an amazing room on the lightship.
Yeah, I love it. I get a lot of people commenting how they like it. It takes away the different processes that we think we have to go through here, and negative patterns and, you know, just things that we deal with here all the time.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, so it feels like everyone has their water here. So, again, just it's a very simple process. Remember, the lightship healings, there's nothing for you to do. If you've been listening for quite a while or, you know, various shows, you know, these healings just work instantly. So just take your glass of water now and put one hand on each side of it. This is your second glass of water. You don't want to mix them, okay? Because they have to be full strength. And we're going to put in the divine energies now of forgiveness to help you to eliminate this energy out of your cellular memory. So they're starting right now. And you may feel your hands also change or pulsate, get warm. You may feel the water becoming energized as you look at it. Sometimes you can actually see like an auric glow around your hands, and the water will take on that same kind of presence of light energy. So what they're doing is they're putting special light codes into the water to help you out for the ascension process. So they're saying about 15 more seconds. And then we can sample this water also. So they're almost done here. Okay. Well, let's try this water here and see how it's going to taste. Mine's a little different.
Yeah, it's so interesting how it can be just, you know, from one to the next a little different, and each has its own distinct characteristic.
Mine tastes like it almost has like a little vinegary taste, like it has a drop of vinegar in the water or something.
Mm-hmm. Mine, yeah, I was going to say lemony.
Yeah, it kind of makes my mouth kind of pucker or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. Okay, so we got about 10 minutes before we have to sign off here, so let's go up to the lightship. And like I say, this part of this session will never work on the archive, so... But you can listen into it, and if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with, just think of them in your consciousness now, and you may actually feel, if you're very sensitive, an energy come around your body now as these light beings begin to transport you up out of time. You're there physically, and for those who are new, you may not feel anything. It's possible, or you may see and feel everything happening. So I narrate to you during this procedure of what I'm seeing on the light shift, and because you're out of time, you're in more than one room at one time. I can only see one room at one time. So here we go. We're being transported up with your animals and pets, and now we're going into a room that is going to check out your DNA, do a body scan on you. Your pets and animals are leaving you. And we're now going into the next room, which is the orientation room, where you're at complete free choice to sample your healings now. They'll tell you what they can do for you and how they can help you and assist you. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. And most people are in this room for probably about 3 hours their time, as the doctors talk with you and you talk back to them and you pick out the right technology that you would like to have and what doctor team. There's over 200 races of these light beings on the ship, and they're here to help us. So we're now going down a long hallway. If you're a seer, you can see the stars on the left side where the windows are. And now we're approaching the procedure room. So where we're going first is a room where they're going to help us release our physical body aches and pains. So if you have any concerns there, just request healing right now. And they'll start doing this healing for you. And we're going to bring in a divine energy for us to experience here. We're going to bring in the energy of Saint Germain. This is his first energy of his creation, his original spiritual blueprint. And he'll be coming down here for us to experience his beautiful energy. So here it comes. And I use the word stronger to increase it into your living rooms, so your bedrooms or wherever you are. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger on the couch, you know, kicking back. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so Saint Germain's energy is with you now, and you can also ask for healings if you wish and guidance. And I'm seeing that people on the ship right now, see some people requesting to have their hands worked with. Maybe you have arthritis, maybe they just plain hurt, could be anything, could have been burned, I don't know, but I'm just seeing hands, that's what I'm seeing right now. So, we're going into a special location on the light ship now. This is where they're going to be working with your hands, probably wrists and hands, and fingers. They're putting your hands in some bubbly water. This color looks like it's light green to me right now. They also have your feet in some other type of gel, which is also helping you. There's some special energy in the water, which is working with your meridians of your body. And you might find that your muscles are relaxing also. Another team is working with your shoulders, and they're doing some special healing on your back muscles, taking away tension. And you may even feel your fingers getting a little bit looser around the joints as you move your fingers back and forth. Okay. Another team is now going to be working on our skull. So if you have any concerns there, maybe with breathing, maybe with sinuses, anything skull-related, ears, eyes, teeth, etc., then just request healing too. And another team now is going to be working with our feet and ankles. And let me tune in to see what other people may like to have on the light ship here that I'm picking up right now. They want to experience, there's actually two rooms, the violet room and the golden room. So we're going to go into each one of these rooms here. So this is where they have this beautiful violet energy. It glows, that's how bright it is here. And we're also going into the room that has gold energy. Very, very reflective, very peaceful. So we're going into these two rooms for healing. And we're going to go into another location. This location is where we're going to work with our knees and our hip joints. So if you have any concerns there, another team is working with our spine. So definitely you want to request your healings each time you go into a particular room. And maybe just all the time during this session. Remember, you're up there physically walking around too, going into these rooms. Although I'd like people to actually comment down here too about their healing sessions and what they like to have worked with. That way you're covering on both ends here. and we're going into another location. And this location is where they're going to be working with our internal organs. By the way, I see our lungs being worked with. And we're being placed in this beautiful silver cylinder. It has like bubbly water in it, kind of like Alka-Seltzer. And we're going into this right now. This is going to help to give us oxygen inside of our bodies. It'll kind of go through us. So it's very soothing. And we're seeing another team now working with us. And what are they doing here? They're bringing forth the tuning fork. So we're levitating this particular healing room. We're going to start to apply tuning force to different parts of our body. So you may feel your body kind of buzz as they tune you up here with the tuning forks. How are you feeling, Sylvia?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. It's I can feel when they started with the tuning forks, it's like your body begins to vibrate completely differently or more harmoniously or something. It's really great.
Yeah, wonderful. And we're also going into another room where we're going into this large, round glass, clear glass circle. And this is where they give us this beautiful ship oxygen. And we'll bring it down here for us to experience, too. And they give us oxygen under pressure. And they put special creams and gels on us, onto our skin, to help us absorb this into all the cells of our body. So this gel is about 4 inches thick right now. And as we go into this room, when they start doing these procedures, it'll start to like melt into the body, kind of like, you know, butter on toast. So here we go in this room now, and I'll bring in this beautiful oxygen down for us to experience here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we have probably about a minute to go, I think. So what we're going to do now is start to come back. So we're going back to the orientation room where we're thanking the doctors for working with us this evening. And now we're going back to the transporter room, and our animals and pets are joining us at this time. And they're placing around us this beautiful cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this we can use for the next 5 days for additional healing. Just keep asking, requesting healings. Remember, it only works in the now. So when you ask in the now, it works in the now. And if you don't have the result that you're looking for, maybe in a couple minutes to maybe 10 minutes, then ask again. Because it always sees you as perfect. Remember, the divine doesn't judge anything. It's only in the now. So each now sees you as perfect. It's up to you to change your reality if you choose to make yourself into more perfection. They see you in perfection all the time. So they're putting this beautiful energy around us now, this light transport energy. It's like a large white light tunnel. And remember, you're out of time, but you're still in your body here. And you must be in your body for healings to work. Your spirit's the conduit for healing. And your spirit's up there with you also. So we're coming back down right now. And now we're here. Okay. So how was that, Sylvia?
Oh, that was tremendous. That oxygen just feels so great. I feel so energized from that. And very good. Thank you for the wonderful healing session today. It was quite a great show. We had that new process of removing the psychic attacks, which was wonderful, and was just Terrific. So thank you, and I hope all of the listeners really enjoyed that and had some wonderful healings tonight.
Yeah, this show's kind of out of this world for healing, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Nothing like it.
Well, anyway, thank you all for coming, and we'll see you on our next show. And today is Monday, so we'll see you on Wednesday. Just check out our other shows that we have. They're all very similar. And, you know, if you haven't had your emotional clearing done yet, just give me a call. That's, like I said, the most important thing that you can do for your body in this lifetime. And it's desperately needed for the ascension process. So anyway, thank you all for coming, and we thank Don for being a wonderful provider for this service here to help people heal. And we just, you know, blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.